Radio emission of nearby early type galaxies at low and very low radioluminosity range, by Anna Wojtowicz et al. We analyze radio continuum emission of early type galaxies with dynamical measurements of central supermassive black hole, SMBH, masses, and well-characterized large-scale environments, but regardless on the exact level of the nuclear activity. The 1.4 GHz radio fluxes collected with the Arkman resolution for 62 nearby targets, distances is less than or equal to 153 MPC, correspond to low and very low monochromatic luminosities LR approximately 10 to the power of 35 10 to the power of 41 erg S1. We quantify possible correlations between the radio properties with the main parameters of supermassive black holes, host galaxies, and hot gaseous halos, finding a general bimodality in the radio luminosity distribution, with the borderline between radio bright and radio dim populations log LR, LEDD minus 8.5. We analyze the far infrared data for the targets, finding that all radio bright sources, and over a half of radio dim ones, are over luminous in radio with respect to the far infrared radio correlation. High-resolution radio maps reveal that the overwhelming majority of radio dim sources are unresolved on arcsecond scale, while the bulk of radio bright sources display extended jets and lobes characteristic for low and intermediate power radio galaxies. Those jets dominate radio emission of radio bright objects. Regarding the origin of the radio emission of radio dim sources, we discuss the two main possibility. One is the ADAF model, in which the radio and the nuclear X-ray radiative outputs at very low accretion rates are both dominated by unresolved jets. The other possibility is that the radio dim sources, unlike the radio bright ones, are characterized by low values of SMBH spins, so that their radio emission is not related to the jets, but instead is due to a combination of star-forming processes and past nuclear outbursts. This was radio emission of nearby early type galaxies at low and very low radioluminosity range by Anna Wojtowicz et al.